VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American law enforcement officials say bombs and other suspicious packages targeting Hillary Clinton, former President Obama, and CNN, among others, seem connected. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The explosive devices addressed to Clinton and Obama were intercepted because their mail is monitored for suspicious packages. The CNN device made it to the news outlet's mailroom in Columbus Circle along with white powder. NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller says they're investigating along with the FBI.
It appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages.
Miller says the acts of terror began Monday when another device, apparently a pipe bomb, was found at the Westchester compound of liberal billionaire George Soros, a major contributor to Democratic causes.
At the White House Wednesday, President Trump said targeting current and former high-ranking U.S. government officials with explosive devices is abhorrent and despicable and has no place on the American political scene. Similar packages were also sent to a former U.S. Attorney General, a Democratic Party member of Congress, and a former director of the CIA, all of whom are prominent critics of President Trump. The president said that a major federal investigation is underway to determine who sent the packages. Developments, late-breaking developments, are being posted, as always, at voanews.com. Egyptian officials say security forces have killed 11 men armed with assault rifles in a firefight that began during a dawn raid on a desert cave south of Cairo. The officials say the men killed Wednesday had been in possessions of weapons and ammunition in the western desert. This is VOA News. Thousands of Central American